This episode of the Locked On Eagles podcast is brought to you by Peacock and Williamson. NFL analyst Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson host Locked On's Peacock and Williamson show every Monday through Friday. Brian and Matt give you the national perspective all around the NFL, covering all the latest news and insight on every game, team, and move around the NFL. Get your picks, previews, and much more every weekday with the Peacock and Williamson podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome on in, everybody, to another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Joining you, as always, here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Gino Camilleri here on this Thursday edition of the show, as we are talking about training camp and we're diving in to the first 2 days and getting a couple takeaways from just exactly what is going on at the NovaCare complex. We'll do that in segment two and three. A lot of exciting takeaways in the first 2 days. The coaches are excited. The players are excited. Even Howie Roseman was cracking a smile during his press conference. Football's back in the air. I don't think we can complain about that. We're going to be in August in 2 days. August 1st is my birthday. And then officially at August 1st, we will be just under a month and a half away from the official kickoff of the NFL season. The Eagles will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers August 12th at Lincoln Financial Field in their first of three preseason games, where they will cap off the preseason against the New York Jets. As always, that will continue to be a great tradition that we hold here in Philly, the last preseason game being against the Jets. Just a little bit of news before we start talking training camp in segments two and three here on the show. The Philadelphia Eagles have made two signings today, signing Emele Ifonwu, if you will remember back to our days talking about the draft this year. We were talking about his brother, Ifeatu. We signed Obi-Emele Ifonwu, who is a former second-round pick of the Oakland Raiders, now the Las Vegas Raiders, and then formerly a Patriot as well. He's only 27 years old, but only played in 20, or not even in 27 games, in seven games, rather, since he was drafted out of UConn. He is an athletic specimen. Hopefully, you can get a lot of that athleticism out of a player like that in this Jonathan Gannon defense, where today he talked about putting the players in a position to succeed. Emele Ifonwu should be chomping at the bit to get a fresh new start here in Philadelphia, especially in a room, that safety room, where there aren't a lot of long-term pieces. It is good to see them adding players throughout Howie's season, which will go right until the season begins and even beyond that. The second addition they made, former Los Angeles Charger player, had to make sure I didn't use their past name, Andre Patton, wide receiver, has been signed. He was on the Miami Dolphins practice squad in 2020, 27-year-old as well, same height as Obi-Emele Ifonwu. They love these 6'4" guys. The last time he actually saw game action was in 2019, where he saw 13 games for the Chargers. He caught 6 passes for 56 yards on 17 targets. Not the greatest. I'm sure he's brought in to be a special teams option. And they continually are adding these players at wide receiver, which are bigger options. As you have seen, they added Jamon Osmond, Trevon Crimes before they cut him in undrafted free agency. Both guys were north of 6'2". They bring in Andre Patton at this position, who's 6'4". So it looks like they're still trying to figure out how they are going to replace a player like Alshon Jeffery, who played that role for so long. Could it be a guy like J.J. Arcega-Whiteside? I would like to believe it, but the Eagles will continue to add players if they believe they can improve, even in the slightest margins. So moving on from the acquisitions of the day, we will get in and go behind the curtain at the NovaCare complex and break down what has been going on in training camp for the first 2 days here in 2021, leading up to the official start of the season. This is just another phase in the NFL's grand scheme to do everything at least once, have an event in every month of the calendar year. They own the entire calendar at this point. Once July hits, we know it's training camp season, but I'm not complaining. We have solid football coverage now until the middle of February. I can't wait to keep talking about it here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. So join me on segment two when we come back to talk about the training camp of the Philadelphia Eagles. Before we get to segment two, we have a message from our friends at Rock Auto. This episode of the Locked On Eagles podcast is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of make and models on the road, it is now impossible for your local chain storefront to stock all the parts you will need. Why endure an often pointless conversation with intimidating questioning while the individual behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, which only come from their warehouse, being their brand, and not giving you any options? But why not go and get some options and go to rockauto.com at home or in your pocket? Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto's prices are reliably low for every customer. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts your car has available on their site. Go to the How Did You Hear About Us box and write Locked On in the box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. All right, everybody, welcome on back to segment two of this Thursday edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. We are talking training camp here in segment two and three, discussing the birds here. I have loved a lot of the information coming out of this training camp. Outside of the few minor injuries, which we'll touch on really quick, it looks like Brandon Brooks headed to the locker room today with a precautionary hamstring injury. Jalen Reagor had failed his conditioning test. We'll get more into that as we get more information. Looks like Dallas Goedert failed it as well, not because he's out of shape, but because in one of the drills, he turned the wrong way, which put him below the threshold to pass that conditioning part of his exam. So I'm sure he will take that again tomorrow and pass with ease. Quez Watkins did not practice today. There's a mix of day-to-day injuries, nothing really long-term outside of Isaac Seumalo, who they believe will be in week-to-week injury. But besides that, the only negative is those injuries. Coming out of this camp, it really seems the first 2 days, these Eagles and Nick Sirianni, in what he is doing, his message is really getting through to these players. Mike Garofalo had a report today out of camp saying that there was chatter after that first press conference that players on the team were texting back and forth saying, man, what do we have in this guy? What is he really a coach? Is he just a goofball? No, turns to find out he is a very genuine individual. And that's the sentiment that Garofalo left in his report, saying that these players really are understanding what Nick Sirianni is doing and that the person he puts out on camera is truly who he is. And I believe that resonates in everybody's conversations that we are hearing in their press conference. You heard Jalen Hurts talk yesterday and they asked him, do you kind of question why Nick Sirianni hasn't named you the starter yet? And Jalen goes, no, he wants competition. He wants it to be earned. He wants me to go out there and take the reins. And for your quarterback to set that precedent is huge. And that's exactly what the Eagles need to do. And that message seems to be lingering all the way down the depth chart. And it starts up top. It starts with the general manager, then down to the coaching staff, which Nick Sirianni seems to have a lot of the right individuals in place. Because today, defensive coordinator John Gannon talked, and he mentioned a lot of things that Nick Sirianni was doing that he really enjoyed. One quote that really stuck out to me was that he said, Nick and myself want to get these guys in the best position to succeed. Music to my ears, music to all of our ears. Because when you look at Doug Peterson and what he did last year, he kind of handed out these participation trophies to players who maybe didn't earn their right to get as many snaps as they should have. If you look at the Alshon Jeffrey situation, for example, last year, there were some players that were outperforming him. And then all of a sudden, Alshon comes back and he's just getting snaps and isn't really doing much with them. This year, if you aren't earning your snaps, if you're not paying that rent, which is one of these quotes NFL guys love to do, that rent is due every day. You have to come in and work every day and get 1% better every day. If you don't do that, Nick Sirianni won't play you. Jonathan Gannon won't play you. These guys want guys that have, quote unquote, what Jonathan Gannon said as a stinger in their game. And I love that emphasis. These guys got to come in and they want to play hard. They want to go out there and hit you in the face. They want to go out there and make you question why you're out there on the football field. And that's what good football teams do. They continually will go at their opponent without letting up at all. And you have to go full speed all the time because you have seen teams come back on the Eagles, Tennessee a couple years ago, the Panthers a couple years ago. When you left your foot off the gas and decided to go idle, things went awry. I love this message that is coming out of this coaching staff. The players seem to be echoing it. Jalen Hurts and everything he said yesterday, I think he was the award winner just for his press conference after practice, saying all the right things, saying he came in, did what he has to do, comes in every day, puts his head down, does his work, looks to help the players around him, looks to play in this scheme that seems like Nick Sirianni really wants to build to help this offense with a lot of young players, with a returning offensive line. It seems like things are going in the right direction just based on messaging coming out of this training camp. And that's what I wanted to start out this whole conversation with. The culture seems to be changing. Things just seem to be different as opposed to last year. Last year was kind of like this dark cloud. I mean, outside of what 2020 was as itself, the 2020 Eagles just seemed to not be able to get out of their own way. And it started from last year's training camp. Obviously, after Jalen Hurts gets picked, the whole competition between Carson Wentz and Jalen and where these guys' ideals lay and who they want to go with and who their leader is. And the coaching staff just can't seem to figure it out. Everybody doesn't like each other. They're pointing fingers. Players are just kind of making their dues and going through the motions. This year, it's going to be about playing fundamentally strong football, going out there, being smart, being tough, and just being able to go and play the game that we all want to see. A fun, fast-paced, moving Philadelphia Eagles team that should start right at the top in Nick Sirianni. And that message, to me, is coming across as clear as day. When we wrap up this segment three of the show on this Thursday edition, we will be talking about some key plays that we had seen from some of the beat writers that were behind the scenes and actually got to lay things out for us. What are the lineups looking like? Who's flashing? Who might be a little rusty coming out of the gate? And who are some surprises that right off the bat are clicking in the first 2 days here in training camp? Come on back for segment three as we wrap up this edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Before we do that, we have a message from our friends at Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info, and all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA draft is tonight, NHL futures are up, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, puck drop, or the pick is made, go to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device today to sign up and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your local, your online sportsbook experts. Please use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON at betonline.ag. All right, everybody. Welcome on back to segment three of this Locked On Eagles podcast. We are talking about training camp on this Thursday edition of the show. Gino Camilleri here to wrap things up for you as we get into some of the key plays and key moments and key takeaways from these first 2 days in camp. I want to start with it looks like how things are getting lined up when it comes to the defensive side of the ball and then offensive on the other side of this statement. Dave Spudaro yesterday said that it changes a lot, but what I'm looking at on defense is Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Javon Hargrave on the front, Davion Taylor, and Eric Wilson at linebacker, Darius Slay, Steven Nelson, and Avante Maddox at cornerback, Kevon Wallace, and Mr. Anthony Harris at safety, while Rodney McLeod is still recovering from an injury. When you look at that defense, a lot of good players out there, a lot of talent on the front, a lot of guys that will be getting rotational minutes outside of Darius Slay and Steven Nelson. I'm assuming all of those guys are going to be rotating the linebackers, the safeties, the front. They said today, Jonathan Gannon, that is, in his press conference, that Fletcher Cox, a player who's a primarily a three technique, will be moved around all over that defensive front. Music to my ears. Kevon Wallace in his press conference today also said that Jonathan Gannon is putting him in a position where he, quote, can be himself. Also music to my ears. These guys are just seemingly echoing the idea that they are going to be put in the right position on the field to make plays. Jonathan Gannon said that today about the defensive line. There's a lot of talent. There's a lot of depth. We just have to put those guys in the right position to make plays. And I believe that will be ultimately what we see come Sunday, a few weeks from now. On the offensive side of the ball, as we know, Devonta Smith is getting a majority and most of the coverage, as he should be, because he is an excellent player. He's been making some incredible plays. There was a play that he made today from Jalen Hurts where he burned two guys on a double. He was getting bracketed. 80 yards, Jalen Hurts just rolled out and hit him in stride. Jalen Hurts almost also made a great play today to J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Rolls out to his left, so he's going away from his natural rollout, and he hits a nice seam pass to J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who's been making some decent plays in the first 2 days here in Philadelphia. The only question marks when it comes to lining up on offense is the offensive line, because it looks like Brandon Brooks went to the locker room with a hamstring. Who knows how long they will hold him out. Isaac Seumalo is out for a little bit at left guard. So what they have done in the meantime is put Nate Herbig at left guard and Matt Pryor at right guard. Let's hope that Brandon Brooks can get back healthy so they can continue to put out some nice players on the offensive line, especially on the interior. The one position that we need to talk about before this is all up is left tackle. Andre Dillard seems to be getting a little bit rougher go of things in the first couple days, but he also has been making some nice plays. Lane Johnson has praised him, saying that he's an athletic freak and did all the right work in this offseason. Jordan Mailata, he said he's just a monster, that Lane Johnson, that is. And the two guys have been making impressive plays. It looks like Josh Sweat worked Andre Dillard a little bit yesterday, as well as Derek Barnett. It looks like Jordan Mailata is getting the upper hand there, but we'll see how things play out. I'm assuming they'll just continue to rotate those guys and let the best man win at that spot, which they should do, rightfully so. On the defensive side of the ball, no question who are making the plays. It looks like Josh Sweat really has been the standout guy. He's getting praise from everybody. The media is talking about him. They're asking questions about who outside of Josh Sweat looks to be a starter. And Jonathan Gannon said today that he looks at them as both being starters. And that's music to our ears. It's great to see that they have guys that they can trust that at any given time can be put out there and give you good play, give you top-notch play. And the last thing I want to leave with in regards to this training camp is one more quote from Jonathan Gannon and what he said today. He said, these guys, his quote exactly was, they need a pair and a spare, talking about position groups. I think that is an excellent way to say that. You need a pair of two top players at a position and then a spare that can also play. So when you look at the defensive backfield, guys like Avante Maddox, they might have to learn to play multiple positions. Same with a guy like Kevon Wallace on the defensive front. These guys are going to play one tech, three tech, five tech. They're going to play all over the defensive front. Offensive line, same type of thing. So one element that this Eagles organization continually promotes is how optionality can help out this team. And versatility ultimately is the goal, to get the most out of these players. If you're a wide receiver, you got to play special teams. If you're a depth safety, you have to play special teams. All of these guys are going to get worked, and they're going to get worked hard because they're going to attack every day, as Nick Sirianni said, in every aspect of this sport, every aspect of getting better, and hopefully getting better, 1% better every single day, as Nick Sirianni says. And with that, we will wrap up this Thursday edition of the show, Thursday edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast, which is brought to you by Locked On Bets, where you can bet on the Philadelphia Eagles, put in a future bet, or it doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag or wherever you get your podcasts. Get the Locked On Eagles podcast wherever you guys can at Odyssey, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud. You know where to get them by now. Apple Podcasts, they are all over. You could find us on Twitter at DBASCLOE, at GC24_football. Find the mothership at Locked On Birds, at LockedOnEagles.com. And always make sure to follow the Locked On Podcast Network. If you're an NBA fan, we have huge NBA draft coverage tonight with Chad Forbes, longtime host and longtime commenter on the NBA draft. He will be part of the Locked On coverage. So make sure you're always tuning into Locked On. Make sure you're always tuning in to the Philadelphia Eagles podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network, the Locked On Eagles podcast. We're always here talking birds all day on the show, on Twitter. Wherever you guys want to contact us, please feel free. Please feel free to rate, subscribe, and go out there and have an excellent rest of your day and an excellent rest of your weekend. Gino Camilleri signing off. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And fly, Eagles, fly.